singing that song, and I was thinking, I just this past week was singing that song. Not all the words of it, because I didn't know all the words, but I was just thinking what a great song it was and how much of a blessing it is, and then to be able to hear it tonight. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. I'd like you to take the Word of God. Look with me tonight in James chapter 4. James chapter number 4. As we stand to our feet, we're going to read one verse of Scripture. It seems like we preach from this verse a lot. A lot of people do. It asks a very important question. It gives us some things to think about. Verse number 14. And the Bible says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for your kindness to us to have this opportunity to be back in this place. And I pray, Lord, that tonight will be well spent. Our hearts have already been blessed. But Lord, now as we come to the preaching of thy word, I pray that we would understand the importance of it, the responsibility of it, and then the response to it. Lord Jesus, would you please speak to us tonight in these next few moments that we have together. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. The Bible teaches us so many things about life. And it says, what is your life? It asks that question. And there's something happened this past Friday night, and I told somebody before church, I said, it's been something that's affected me in such a way. I can't read about it without crying hardly, and I guess you put yourself in that place. As a football player from Sullivan South High School, which was a rival school in our town, and where I went to Sullivan North High School, and they were Sullivan South High School, so you can imagine they were rivals, right? There was also a Sullivan East and then a Sullivan Central. And there used to be a Sullivan West, but it became part of Sullivan South. Anyway, there was a boy that was playing football Friday night, and he died. He collapsed on the field, and he died. And I guess you just put yourself in that place. When you've played there and you've seen things and you can sit in your mind, it just begins to help you to realize how short life can be and how quickly your eternity could come to you. In just a moment's time, you could step out into eternity. And I believe as I look around tonight, most everyone here is prepared to go to heaven to be with the Lord. But when we get there, we're going to answer for the life that we live. And we need to understand that. Life is so important, and God's given us life. He is the giver and He is the taker of life. The Bible says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow." And my first thought about this is, why worry about tomorrow? Why do we get so fretful over the next day? We don't know what tomorrow holds. And a lot of times we're so worried about tomorrow that before we ever get to it, we're already defeated. Before we ever step into the next day, we already think it's going to be bad. But you realize tomorrow could hold the greatest day of blessing for you instead of the greatest day of heartache. But what if it does hold the greatest day of heartache? We can't worry today about what tomorrow is going to bring. And we need to realize that God has given us some things in the Scripture about this. When the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter number 6, verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." We need to realize that tomorrow may or may not come to us. Solomon said in the Proverbs, "Boast not thyself of a tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." So what the Bible is trying to help us to realize is that today is very, very important. And what we do today is the most important thing we have going on. And if God gives us tomorrow, and we live and we're in tomorrow, guess what? Tomorrow won't be tomorrow anymore. It'll be today again. And it'll be the most important thing that we have going on today. We need to realize that God measures our life by days. That's why he said number our days. That we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. We are to number our life. We number our life by years, right? But God numbers our life by days. Because he knows that our life is a succession of days. And it's what we do with each one of those days that are very important. Sometimes I think New Year's resolutions are horrible things. Because we'll make a resolution for the whole year. I think we need to get up and make a everyday resolution. Get up and say, today this is what I'm going to do. And not worry so much about tomorrow. But get done today what we can get done to the glory and to the honor of God. Now imagine this fellow, this young man named Jake Logue, expected to live till tomorrow. But tomorrow never came. I can't imagine what it must have been like to have been on the field that night and to watch as he was there. And I'm going to read a few things from these articles that I printed out. I can't imagine what it must have been like for the players, the teams, fans, his parents in the stadium, in the stands. Went into that game thinking, you know, he's going to play this game and they're going to come out victorious because you always think you're going to win. But then the game never ended. When this happened, they called the game. And you think about this boy, 17 years old, had all the hopes and dreams of a tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. But this boy made a difference in his life while it was today. The coach at Sullivan South High School is a good Christian man. His name's Stacy Carter. The night of it, now they've talked to him since, but the night of this, and they're interviewing him, he said, it's just so hard. Friday night, the night of the game, he said, it's just so hard. The coach said, we believe in Christ, and we know he's in a better place. Football is secondary. This team knows that. Now think about that. I wish we had more coaches that were that way, don't you? You know, I remember when I was in high school, and some of the coaches, by the way, the coach of the high school that I went to, the coach that's there now, is a good friend of mine. He's a good Christian man. I'm happy about that. He loves the Lord, knows the Lord. My daughter played basketball with his girl. And actually, I don't know if I played both of them or not. Hannah and Becca. Just a good, sweet family. And they know the Lord. They're not Baptists, they're Methodists, but that's all right. They can still go to heaven. You know, you trust Jesus, you're going to heaven. I don't care what title you put on the other side of it. But Stacy Carter said, we believe in Christ and we know he's in a better place. Here's a boy that lives not for tomorrow so much as he did for today. All kinds of things were said about him, and I could go on, but they said he was one of those guys. One of his teammates said he was one of those guys, no matter what, you'd always see him in the hall and he'd be smiling, all 6'4" of him. Said, I've known him since the first grade. And you could tell from tonight he was friends with everybody. I can't remember one time Jake ever heard or Jake say anything mean to anybody. He's just a person, a great person. Don't you want people to be able to say that about you? He was just a great person. And I think, you know, I know people that are Christians that need to work on being a great person. They're saved, but when they leave this world, there may not be people lined up to say good things about them. And I have my faults, but I hope when I go that I've left some things behind that people could say something good about me. A former football player, as a teammate, said he was the guy that everyone wanted to be. He made everybody smile. He was strong. He was just somebody I'd love to be. He was perfect. Now, we know he wasn't perfect, but he had been made perfect in the Lord. So how do you know? I'll read more of this. He was one of those leaders. The coach, here's the coach a couple days later. He was one of my leaders. He's the type of guy where everybody will say he's their best friend. He's funny, got a lot of character. And I think his family would say he's a great person. He's a great friend. He loves Jesus, and he's living with him now. He wasn't a half-bad football player either. That was just an added plus. You see, here's a boy that impacted a lot of people's lives. Here's a boy who had character and had a testimony of knowing the Lord. Here's a boy that expected tomorrow to come, but tomorrow did not come. But he made such a difference in people's lives that when today was his last day, there was great sorrow, but there was great comfort. People found comfort in knowing that this young man is now with the Lord. People need to know about you if you're saved. You need to be telling everybody you know that you're saved and that you're facing God. Be sure your family knows this. And whether they believe you or not, whether they laugh at you or make fun of you, when that day comes, that's your last day where there'll be no tomorrows, they'll be happy that you told them about your relationship with the Lord. I've known people that said, "Oh, I'm saved, I just don't like to go about telling everybody about it." And I've told people that's a shame. Because first of all, you're missing out on the great blessing of sharing, being able to share what the Lord's done for you, but they're missing out on the blessing of being able to know what God's done for you. The greatest thing we can do is live our lives so that when today is our last day, and people come by and see that body in a casket, they can look and say, "There's just a shell laying there, but he's already in heaven." Don't you want to be able to do that? We need to realize tomorrow may never come, and we need to be prepared today for eternity. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We need to understand that today could be our last day. What if today were your last day? Where are you going to go when you leave this world? What's going to happen to you? And what kind of things are going to be able to be said about you? That he was always worried about the future. He was always worried, or she was always worried about things around them. Or boy, they had faith in God. The Bible says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow." The Bible says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." We need to understand that we have today to live, and instead of worrying about tomorrow, let's live today to the fullest. Let's live today, living it for the Lord Jesus Christ and doing everything that we can for Him. Why worry about tomorrow? Number two, what are we doing with today? The Bible says, "For what is your life?" What is your life? Well, there are several things it could be. Are you saved or lost? There's no in between on those. You can't be part saved and part lost. You're either saved or you're lost. You either know Christ or you do not know Christ. If you're saved, your life is hid in Christ with God. But if you're lost, your life is outside of Christ. And when the day comes, it'll be your last day. Guess what? It'll be too late. What is your life? What are you doing with today? We have one life. One life. Who's the youngest person in here tonight? I guess Sammy. How old are you, Sammy? Four? He four? 4 years old. Anybody here younger than four? He's four. I would ask who the oldest person is, but somebody may not want to share that. But we have some that's older than 70, right? One or two. Or three or four. We have a few that's older than 70. Now, Miss Judy Witch, you ought not be laughing. Pointing at her mom and laughing. That's terrible. You're trying to give something away. It's terrible. I just can't believe you. I would never do something like that to my mother. Unless she was here. But life is so short. He's four now. Now, I remember when Joe was four and when Faith was four. And now they're going to be 15 and 17. It's not right. I don't like it. I wish they were back 4 and 2 or 6 and 4, you know? It's what I wish. Faith got her learner's permit. Y'all know that? And there was fear went all over the church building.
Oh, and she got her picture made, and it was just perfect, you know? On that, you know how your driver's license pictures are never good? Hers was perfect. It was just right. Isn't that something? Mine looks terrible. I love doing this to my children. You'll be getting yours soon, so I'll get to do it to you. So just stay off the road. But anyway, I remember, it seems like just yesterday, they were just little kids. I see pictures of them in our home, and I see them, just kids sitting there together. You go up into the secretary's office, Jody's office, you'll see black and white pictures of them. You'll see them holding hands, walking down the pathway. They are holding hands in that picture, aren't they? And it just looks so sweet and looks so innocent. We all know better, but anyway, they look so innocent. And it seems like just yesterday they were that way. You know, and you wish you could go back to that, but you can't go back. Life moves on. And their life, you know what it's been? It's been a series of todays. That's what your life is. It's a series of todays. It's not a series of tomorrows. Because none of us have one tomorrow promised to us. But we have one today. This is the only today that you have right now. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here, but you have today, and you have right now, and you can do what you want to do with your life, but your life is going to be made up of today's. What is your life? We talk about life. The Lord Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. God wants us to have life, and that's eternal life in Him. I am come that they might have life. It is very important tonight for you to know that you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you have Christ, He that hath the Son hath what? Life. Before long, Faith's going to be in her 20s. Joe's going to be in his 20s. Sammy's going to be in his teens. And there's going to be a time when there's going to be some preacher standing up here that's going to be preaching. And he's going to be talking about people that's in their 50s and 60s, and that's going to be Sammy. Because these todays have worked their way together. And you know what's important is what have we done with our todays? And I think we've wasted a lot of todays. I think we've just spent our life, you know, spinning our wheels, if you will, and trying to make it through the day instead of remembering that God gave us today for a purpose. And we need to do something with it. We need to live our life today. And that life ought to bring glory to Him. That's the eternal life we have in Christ. He says, I'm come they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Not only does He want us to have eternal life, He wants us to have abundant life. See, God doesn't want us to go around with a Molly Grubbs and Clabber Jaw and old sourpuss look all the time. He wants us to have the abundant life. Christians don't have to be unhappy people. I've never figured it out. I meet some people, some Christians, and they think that they're not right with God if they can have a smile on their face all the time. You ever meet them? If I can get my face. I have a hard time frowning. Especially when I'm trying to, because I want to smile even more. But you think about it. Some Christians just forget that life is good regardless. Because our life is about Christ. And about knowing Him. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to understand that life is so precious and life is so dear. Some of you that are here that's in your 60s and 70s, maybe even your 80s. Some of you could say it just seems like yesterday. I was in high school. It don't seem like too long ago I was getting married or the first child came along. Seems like just like a breeze has blown by, and my todays have numbered up to quite a few now. And sometimes we look back and we think, what have I done? What have I done as a parent with my todays? What have I done with a Christian? What have I done as an employee? What have I done with my opportunities for today? Is my today going to make a difference in somebody else's life? I told you I couldn't get over this. Every time I read these articles, I mean, that's why I break off from reading these things. I start crying. I don't know. I put myself in that place. I've seen people get hurt before on the field. I've been playing. I've watched people. I remember one time playing football, and I remember seeing a boy get hit, and his legs got caught up underneath him. And when they hit him, he went back, and I promise you, his legs came up just like this next to his head. They broke both of his bones. Is that the fibula up here? Your thigh? Am I right? Femur. The femur broke both of them the way it hit him, and his legs went up beside of him. And I remember the fear seeing that. I mean, it was just like horrifying to see that. By the way, that can happen with kids out playing in the backyard before you don't let your kids do anything. You know, you got to let them do these things. But I remember saying that, but I can't imagine what it must have been like that night to see that boy. And they said they thought he just had a concussion. So the players from the other team said, we thought he just had a concussion. And then they brought the defibrillators out there. And you can imagine what it must have been like to watch him shocking him. And he died of a heart attack at 17. Well, how are they going to make it through? What are people going to do? Well, of course, the county says we're sending out crisis teams, but it sounds like they've got a lot of this already taken care of. Listen to this. The coach said, we really prayed hard about what we're going to do and what we're going to say, and pretty much just let God take control of that and see where He gets us. Basically, we talked about, first, what the Lord wants us to do and what Jake would want us to do. We're honoring his family, and the family wants to honor Jake and get back playing football. The athletic director at Sullivan South High School, Anthony Richardson, said he felt the team's closeness and faith would help them to begin to cope with the tragedy. This is a tight group of seniors, and I talked with a lot of them today, and I think that tightness is going to get them through this. It's going to take some time, but they're going to trust in the Lord and let Him take care of the hurt. We'll go from there. See, that's what happens when somebody lives their todays and lets people know, I'm a Christian. Amen. Your neighbors ought to know you're a Christian. Amen. The people that you're around ought to know you're a Christian. You say, what? I know, look, this has just been something I can't get off my mind. I could see that my daughter's almost 17. My son's almost 15. And I expect him to be around for quite a while. Now, you know what his parents are thinking? They're thinking, well, his dad said, you know, he loved playing football. And if he was going to die young, this is a way. Playing football is something he'd love to do. But you know what they're thinking? I was looking forward to so many things with him. I was looking forward to so many more todays. Look at your wife, or your husband, your grandchildren, your children, and realize we don't know how many more todays we're going to have. What are you doing with today? Why worry about tomorrow? What are we doing with today? And thirdly, are you ready for eternity? It's so much more than just being saved. We talk about that all the time, and we try to appease ourselves, say, well, I know I'm saved, and I know that heaven's going to be my home, but we're going to meet our todays when we step into eternity. The Bible says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. One of these days, our today is going to be last. We don't need to be worrying about tomorrow. We need to be living for today. And as we live for today, we need to recognize that we're going to meet our life and what we've done with the Lord, with our todays, when we get over there. We're going to meet our todays all over again. I think that's one of the most fearful thoughts that I have, is thinking about standing before the Lord at the judgment seat. Are you ready for eternity? I'm ready in the fact that I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior and that heaven's going to be my home, but am I ready to meet Him and give an account of my todays? I hate to tell you this, but if I had to stand right now and give an account, I sure wouldn't want to stand before Him. The day's going to come. We're all going to stand before Him. And everything you've done with the Lord, or you've not done that you had opportunity to do, we're going to meet those things. When your life is over, what kind of testimony are you going to leave behind? What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your todays? What is your life? We know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. Then it vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. In other words, the only plans we make for tomorrow is, if this is God's will for us to have tomorrow, then this is what we're going to do. But I'm not going to be so concerned about tomorrow that I forget today. I know, I feel like maybe I'm talking in circles, and maybe I am. But I hope you get a hold of this. Because if you live through this night, you're going to wake up in the morning, you know what you're going to have? You're going to have it today. We need to live today for Christ. And not waste our days, not waste our moments. May the Lord help us. And may we live our life in such a way that it'll make a difference in other people's lives. May we encourage people. And may we help others to know what life is all about and how brief life is. Take action when we need to take action and do what we need to do. I was reading the students at the other high school, which was in Knoxville, which is about 100 miles away, maybe a little bit more than 100 miles away from there because it's on the other side of Knoxville. One of them said, I never met him, but I was standing about 2 feet from him when he fell. It's comforting to think that many people care about him. This was Saturday evening. There was like a couple people that started Facebook and said, we're going to meet over at the field. We're just going to have a vigil for this boy. You know, I mean, they were there. They weren't a teammate of his, but they began to, their hearts were broken. Hundreds of people came out. Hundreds of people. And so the crowd came together finally after people began arriving. It started with just a Facebook communication. And it said, the crowd came together in a huddle on the 5-yard line where Logue fell. And then they came and they came together for a prayer. Then they broke up and exchanged words of comfort. And one of the girls that was a junior at West High School in Knoxville said, the prayers have helped everybody to get through this. It's amazing. I don't know if this girl's saved. I don't know that. But you know what? Everybody in a time of crisis realizes their need to be able to pray. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? Why do they even think about needing to pray? Why does the world think about needing to pray? Because there's been people that's lived their todays and they have proven that God is faithful in their todays. Let's make a difference every day. Let's try to make a difference moment by moment. It's not always easy to do the right thing, but it's always right to do the right thing. I've said that so much lately. It's never right to do wrong, but it's never wrong to do right. As long as we do right the way that God would have us to do it. Amen. Let's pray together. I want you to consider today's. I want you to consider your life. And I want you to ask yourself this question, what is my life? James asked it, so ask yourself this, what is my life? Ask yourself, why do I need to worry about tomorrow? Ask yourself, what am I doing for today? And then ask yourself, am I ready for eternity? Am I ready? In other words, am I ready to meet Jesus? First of all, am I saved? It's the most important question. Secondly, have I lived my life for Him? May the Lord help us. Father, please have your way tonight. In these next few moments that we have together, I pray that you'll use this time of response to your word, Lord, to impact our lives and make a difference in other people's lives. Help us to realize the importance of today, Lord, to live our life for Thee. Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. What hymn number?
162.
Hymn number 162.